Lincoln County Weed and Pest in studio live this morning, and Mitch Wolfley and Brian Nichols both in studio today to talk about spotted knapweed. All kinds of exciting topics of discussion today, you guys. Appreciate you both stepping in studio. How's things going at the Weed and Pest?
It's busy. We're staying pretty busy this time of year. You think it'd be dying off, but this is the time of year to get out and kill some things.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, it is, you know, hunting season, I guess, so it fits. It all comes together, right? Well, let's talk spotted knapweed. Brian, maybe we'll start with you. What is spotted knapweed, and why is this a big deal?
So spotted knapweed is an invasive weed that has come into our valley. We've seen a big influx up towards the north end of our valley. And it's just continuing to move south, and it's a weed that secretes a chemical into the soil and changes the soil chemically to the point where the only thing that can grow there is spotted knapweed. So it's out competing a lot of those native grasses and forage for livestock and wildlife.
Okay, and when you say it's becoming a problem, especially on the north end of Star Valley, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, how big of a problem are you talking right now?
I don't know if I've seen a place down on the north end of Star Valley that does not have spotted knapweed. It's come in, and it's come in with a vengeance. We've seen it over the last couple of years, but in this last year, we've seen it just absolutely explode.
And is it, I'm assuming it's bad there, but it's probably, even though it's not as bad, maybe on the south end of Star Valley and the south end of the county, I mean, it's still there, right?
Oh, it's moving for sure, especially in our valley where so much growth is happening. We're seeing, you know, dirt moving around the valley, and so that spotted knapweed's just taking over.
Well, Mitch, what is the responsibility of the landowner when it comes to just not just knapweed, but these types of weeds in general?
Well, you know, everybody has to do their part, so whether you own 2 acres or 200 acres, each of us have to be a steward of the land. And what we're seeing mainly going on is, you know, the valley's growing. We're seeing people come in and they're getting their acreage. They're going out there enjoying the forest. They're enjoying the surrounding area. And they don't understand that with a little knapweed plant, they're taking that seed with them anywhere they go recreate. It could be in their dog's fur. It could be in their tires or their vehicles. They go up Grays River. They go, you know, hike the trails above Star Valley Ranch. They're taking that seed with them. And so it's everybody's responsibility. And at the Weed and Pest, what we're just trying to do is make people aware of what is it. I mean, you hear it all the time, like, what is a knapweed? Well, you can get on our Facebook page. You can see pictures that we posted on our social media. You can come into the office. I've got a bunch of examples there. Pamphlets, brochures, pictures. I've got some fake plants you can look at, take some pictures of, take home and compare them to your plants. We're just trying to help everybody understand how invasive this dangerous weed is and how destructive it can be.
Now, it is the responsibility of the landowner to do their part, right, and take care of these, but that doesn't mean they're alone. There's plenty of resources that you guys offer and can assist with.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, we have to take care of our property. And if they come into the Weed and Pest, there's a couple ways we can help you. One is we have herbicide that we can sell you. It's very friendly herbicide, but it does an outstanding job on knapweed. And you're getting it at wholesale. You're getting it at our cost. And we'll help you understand how to applicate that, how to put it down, how to be, you know, where to put it to be able to control this plant. You can also manually remove that plant from your property, doing a lot of digging and pulling, which, depending on your acreage, sometimes that's your best option right there.
Absolutely.
Or hire it.
Yeah, or we also have a list of commercial applicators in the valley, and they go all over the valley spraying. I have that list. I can give you, I can email it out to you, and you can contact somebody on there. They can come over. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. They know how to take care of it, and they can spray it for you.
Lincoln County Weed and Pest in studio this morning. Mitchell Wolfley and Brian Nichols. Brian, Mitch gave some great places to find descriptions and pictures and stuff, but if you could describe it for our listeners, how do they know if they have spotted knapweed right now?
Oh, man. the simplest way to put it is it's a little flower that's a pinkish purple. And if as you get closer, right below that flower, that bud kind of looks like a pineapple. And it's got little black bracts that are on it. It resembles alfalfa at a distance. If you don't know what spotted knapweed looks like, it can be mistaken for alfalfa. It's a little more of a pale green color. I'll tell you, you drive through the town of Alpine and it's not alfalfa. That's spotted knapweed.
And when you find one plant, you're not going to find anything else growing there because it literally just takes over an area.
Which is why it's so bad, right? That's the whole reason why you're trying to get rid of it, correct?
Correct.
That's what it's doing. What's the role of the weed and pest maybe outside of the private landowner? You guys are providing resources, providing information. What do you do on county property and those types of things? What do you guys do for knapweed outside of maybe on public lands, that type of thing?
Well, what we like to try to do is we get out there and we work with the landowners. We try to help everybody in the county understand it. We go out and we can do a survey of their property, come out, walk it with them, and help them with the chemical. Like I say, they're getting the chemical at wholesale cost. What we're paying for it, they're getting. We all know that there's been a few budget cuts, and we're trying to work through that. We're trying to do what we can to help out the landowners because, you know, it's just as much our responsibility as it is theirs, and we're trying to help them with that.
All right. Anything we missed?
So another big thing that we do is everybody loves to come and tell us about their neighbor's weeds. And it's become a common theme, and we have letters written that we send out to these landowners, specifically people that own property in Lincoln County that might not live here full time. And these letters, I mean, they're not to make anybody mad, but they're just to inform and just let people know that, you know, there is spotted knapweed or hound's tongue or a musk thistle on their property, and that, you know, the Lincoln County Weed and Pest is here to help them take care of it. And, you know, we get all those farmers saying, I'm trying to control my weeds because I need weed-free hay for people, but my neighbor isn't doing their part. And so a conversation or a letter is sent just so we can start that. And so if people are wondering, like, how do we get started controlling our weeds? How do we know what to do? Just contact us. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is ask those questions.
Absolutely. All right. That's, again, Mitchell Wolfley and Brian Nichols in studio this morning with the Lincoln County Weed and Pest. Appreciate it, guys. Anything we missed?
Well, just as you come into the Weed and Pest, it's usually my face you're going to see. And looking around this room, I've heard it said you have to have a face for radio. And I am way too beautiful for this job right now today. So if you come in and see me, I'll take care of you.
Oh, yes. So much. Yes. That's the Lincoln County Weed and Pest this morning. It's the weekday wake up on SPI Radio.